آدمی نہ گھونا اکلا ہوئی کہ ہم نہ اچھی دنیا نہ دریا فقط میں انڈیا
آگی رہو تو کہ مشل مانا نہ مشپوتانا سلم نیو رنماس نہ جا دے رہا تو تو جو اسیس اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اس کو اس نہ تیرے کو سورۃ الاوابین اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی دے بھون نہ ای پر دنیا زی بھون نہ ای پر دنیا لے پوتانا زینہ تو نہیں نہ دیم سے میتو جنیو رنماس نہ جابی اسی سران ماس نہیں جانا پر رنماس نہ جابی دے کاترا کاتے پر سورۃ المغرب مزانی منا پرو فوچنیز لے زیو لے پنا نو سنت منا پی پر فوچنیز با زوج کرے تم چو آر منو نیت چکا انشاءاللہ منو کنجوانی جس کا آن رفتے سا چکا چم لپے چکا ہم نے سوالا زین بولا زن مولی صاحب تے
سبحان اللہ بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمده do that also I'll do that and suddenly mort comes and all those hopes of his are dashed which our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh said in a very beautiful poem that qada aake, qada meaning mort, qada aake ba hosh ko be hosh kar, the next one will definitely get him. If that one misses him, the next one, this dunya is like that, ups and downs of dunya a person goes through. But Allah Ta'ala is arhamur rahimin, the most merciful, the most kind. Allah did not send us in this dunya go suffer like orphan children, nobody to take care of you, and there is no praise besides his faras. And it is mentioned, man la wirda lahu, la warida lahu. A person who hasn't got any wird, any wazifas to read, nothing comes in his heart also. A person who reads, Allah inspires him. And he realizes the reality of this dunya, it's nothing, it's just a pastime.
One person sent a very beautiful advice of Shaqif Qadri, Rahmatullahi, was a great Muslim. He said that there are six reasons why people don't get tawfiq to make amal. The second is, he says, that the people are concerned of acquiring knowledge, they're not concerned of making amal. That we, how every one of us has in our heart, how many Islamic books we got. And we read, and we got CDs, and we got MP3s, and we got everything. But how much amal do we do? Our lives are recklessly and no problem. And our condition is such that forget actual such which are such. Our namaz, we have to make problem on our namaz. Our problem, we have to make problem on our problem. Our namaz is also a guna. We must make tawbah. A person who makes
tawbah. But that's not every day we do that. Now, every day we have our normal breakfast. But in an emergency, we suffice on that also. So sometimes when we can't do all our readings, then this one reading of the three quls, that will be sufficient also. It will carry you through. The other meaning is, taqfika min kulli shar. And the biggest evil and shar, our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, is nafs and shaitan. Nafs that makes you disobey Allah, that makes you do wrong things, shaitan that they misleads you, puts wrong ideas into your head, etc. So you will be protected from that. So we'll get protection from all these things, way to Jannah. So like that, for our protection, Allah also has made it very easy, the three quls we should read. So let us read it together today now for practice, but on our own. And the best thing is to do, go home and tell the family also. And in fact, tell them, you must read every day. Tomorrow when we'll forget, they'll say, قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الناس
من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
Now we have taken out our protection policy with Allah Ta'ala. It's not insurance policy. Insurance is haram also.
Various signs of His great Qudrat and His power on earth, and in which there are great ni'mats and favors for mankind which man uses also. So by that he should be thankful to Allah and he should recognize Allah Ta'ala. But contrary to that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلُوا لَهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ جُزْءًا. Or تِرَائِ اُنْهُنِ حَقْ تَعَالَىٰ كَيْ. Not believers, not only family members. How many of us are thankful to our families? How many are thankful to our bosses where we got jobs and we are getting our rosy? We never think and may and appreciate. So in many cases then Allah takes away His ni'mat also. So all this, if a person is thankful to that which is superior. وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِمَا ضَرَبَ لِلرَّحْمَانِ مَثَلًا. اور جب ان میں سے کسی کو خوشخبری ملے اس چیز کے جس کو رحمان کے نام لگایا. And when any of them are given the glad tidings of that which they associated to Allah Ta'ala, that is to daughters, that they say, Malaika, the daughters of a witness of a person, and women by nature love jewelry, and that is a sign of the weakness of their mind and weakness of their body also. Especially a woman who is not beautiful, she puts on more jewelry to try and show her beauty. And also, this jewelry is a clear sign that they are very weak in their mental capacity. What a sad state of affairs. وَجَعَلُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ إِنَاثًا. اور ٹھہرایا انہوں نے فرشتوں کو جو بندے ہیں رحمان کے عورتیں. And they made the malaika who are the slaves of Allah Ta'ala and who Allah Ta'ala uses for various functions. They made them also, they said they are women. The angels, we should not have worshipped the idols, etc. So this is another thing which many of us, we are confused with this matter. That when Allah wants everyone to get hidayat, Allah has got power to give hidayat also. Then why doesn't Allah just give everyone hidayat? And many of us, when we do wrong, we say, Allah, we should open to everyone. Do as you want to. And the results will come out on the day of Qiyamah. You are busy writing an exam at the moment. You are not forced to write only the right things. It's up to you what you are going to write. And your results will come out on the day of Qiyamah. So we must never use this excuse. If Allah wanted me to make this good Quran, we must not be guilty of this. And how sad today, women do wear jewelry and they are permitted. But how many men also have started wearing jewelry? And where they wearing jewelry? On their eyebrows they are wearing jewelry. And on their noses and ears. Yes, they are wearing jewelry, bracelets, etc. All these things are not at all for men.
In Makkah Sharif, in Saudi, there are two major organizations. One is Rabitatul Islami, which sees to the affairs of the Muslims in the world. Saudi Arabia, the government, sees to all their matters. And another organization is called Darul Ifta. So these six ulama of Darul Ifta came to public places. They said, yes, that is also a weakness, we understand. So I told them, Arabic language, sir ankope, ala ra's wal ain. We accept the Arabic language as the greatest language. Language of the Quran, of the Hadith, of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Jannah. We accept that. But we give preference to deen over language. And then the position of the Arabic. The Arabic language, what its position is, that also inshallah we will discuss. So from this you can understand that the six ulama, they also, when they understood that deen is more important than language, unfortunately many places we don't see the difference. We think and understand what hijab and parda is. He says, you people have misunderstood. He said, if that was the right understanding, then whenever we have any taqreeb, a gathering, Eid's day, a social function, wedding, etc., and men are completely separate, women are completely separate, he said there's no fun and enjoyment in that. But when also that to understand Quran until you don't know shan and nuzul, when an ayat was revealed, and you don't know the what comes before and what comes after it, siyaq.